Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the SageNet Center. Presented by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, more than 350 exhibitors will showcase the latest ag products and services. Enjoy live cattle equipment demonstrations and daily horse training seminars with Craig Cameron. You could win $1,000 in show bucks daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. For details and an interactive floor plan, visit TulsaFarmShow.com.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, President-elect Donald Trump has wasted little time in assembling his team at the cabinet level when he takes the oath of office on January the 20th of next year. And apparently things have heated up in his choice for Secretary of Agriculture. That's led to a dark horse candidate gaining some traction and has interviewed for the office Jimmy Emmons of Leedy, Oklahoma. Our own Ron Hayes spoke with Jimmy to talk a little bit about why he would like this role.
The current administration of Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy Jr. has trying to change the way we look at farming and practices to make the soil healthy and the land healthy, to make the food healthy and our bodies healthy. And I kind of, what I've been working on the last several years has kind of put me in that arena. And we think it's a great partnership. So we've been in negotiations and had an interview, and things are moving along. We're excited. Nothing's never done till it's done. And we don't want to be over optimistic, but things look well, and we're waiting for the next step.
I guess it's an honor to even be having the chance to have those conversations.
It's a great honor, Ron, to be in them conversations and being looked at for a cabinet position is extremely honor to me and our family, and we don't take it lightly. And we pledge to do a good job for American farmers and ranchers and foresters all over the country.
Emmons says he does believe we're close to hearing about who Donald Trump's Secretary of Agriculture will be. And he says no matter who is chosen, it's going to be an honor to even have been considered. Well, while in Kansas City last week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I caught up with Associate Administrator of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Joe Persacki, to talk about current events in the organization. Now, coming up in the spring of 2025, the Ag Resource Management Survey is going to be released, which NAS partners with Economic Research Service to conduct. Persacki tells us a little bit about this survey.
It's called the Total Survey, and the Total Survey is, it's the tenure, ownership, and transition of agricultural land survey. And so the idea is, normally we collect information from producers, all right? Well, a lot of producers rent land. And what we do with this total study, total survey, is that we look and collect information from the landlords, because in many cases there are contributions to the farming entity from the landlords that are not necessarily captured any other place.
Once again, that's Joe Persacki, USDA NAS. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers and ranchers are the heartbeat of our communities. With every crop harvested and animal raised, you're not just growing food, you're nurturing the foundations of our communities. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.